every now and then I get a little bit lonely and you're never coming around.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of listening to the sound of my tears.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit nervous that the best of all the years have gone by.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit terrified and then I see the look in your eyes.
Turn around.
Are we underwater?
Yeah.
We
again
are not underwater this time. I don't think we're underwater this time.
We're not
time.
Underwater, but we are doing something.
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
Something a little different.
Yeah, we just came off something really fun.
It's actually currently happening.
A three-day bender.
Well, yeah, we did just come off one of those.
I've been on a three-day bender.
Well, let's make it four now.
I'm not on a bender, but I'm assuming those two are.
Jake, you were so high last night.
I was not high last night.
That is a lie. You were scooting across that floor in
did
that
I
chair.
Even see you last night?
Yeah.
Oh, I did.
That's how high you were.
Shit. Hey, we've been on a bender though.
But I was
LA Knights
too.
Bender.
LA Knights. Mm. The Cook Knights.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Well, we just did something fucking awesome.
We did.
I'm really
Dusty, what the hell you just typed in the chat? Oh no, that says destiny. Oh my god, dude. I was like, bro, that was some witchcraft shit. So
manifested.
So if you're listening right now and you're like, type in the chat, what the fuck's that? We're live right now in the Discord, hanging in the 666 Club.
We did a fun little live showing of The Strangers Pray at Night today.
You're not live.
We did. We watched it live on our Discord with our exclusive 666 Club.
And boy, was it a fun time.
Yeah. And this is a thing that we're going to start doing more often, too. You know, At least
once a month.
At least once a month.
Let's ask them. What do they think in the chat? Should we do this once a month? Should we do it more than once a month? I will say this. Hey, baby. Oh, my God. You are typing. I'm so high.
Hey, I got a new number in my name now. 69. Right. It looks good on me.
So 666 Club, since you're live in here chatting with us right now, once a month good or should we do more? Now, I will say about this now. I was live with you guys like 12 times a month. And I think you guys got over me. Bi-weekly, so two a month. That could be fun.
Once a month is good. I would never get every once a month.
Once a month?
Once a month is fine. Maybe two at max.
I think we can consider two in one month.
I think maybe that's like a special one when we have like something really good. But
like
for sure,
like
one.
A bonus show of some sort.
Okay. Two on special occasions. I like that.
Once a month is great. You can be our period. Nice.
you guys give us a lot of feedback today. So we watched The Strangers Pray at Night, which we're going to get ready to review here in a little bit.
Yes.
I got some housekeeping.
Yep. Mm.
And you know what else I want to do with the 666 Club while we got them live in the chat with us?
Mm-hmm.
Is I would like to answer some questions today.
Yes.
We're smoking weed. We're drinking. The bender has continued. I'm going to try to go on a 12-day bender.
That sounds terrible.
I'm hitting 13.
Mm. Why would you do that to
Actually,
your body?
Actually, I'm going for 69. You, Jake?
What? Mm-hmm. What about 69?
69 days of a bender?
Are you my dad?
Absolutely not.
What does that even mean? Are you my dad?
Javen's got a question.
Javen. Okay, one to two to ramp up for spooky season. I like that. And then in Halloween, we could do it one every day. Imagine?
No.
One a day for the whole month?
Do it jiggle? Yes, Javen.
Ms. Hatbox, I don't know yet, but we won't be at Rockville or Sonic Temple, unfortunately.
Yeah, so but, keep your eyes open.
But be on the lookout on our social medias for any festival announcements this year.
Yes. Okay. Housekeeping.
Mm.
I got a lot to talk about.
Hit me. What do you got?
This new strain of smoked blackcraft is fucking me up right now. I'm not gonna lie.
Well, I'm about to be on your same level because I just ate three of the Wicked Watermelon blackcraft gummies, bat gummies, down the hatch.
Mm. Hey, Destiny, I see all your guys' questions in the chat. I'm going to get to those in a second. Let me do quick housekeeping, and we'll go to questions. Housekeeping. This Saturday, Jake Simons, I want to give you your flowers on this because I'm very proud of you. You've worked very, very hard And shout out the whole Black Craft team working very hard on making Bats Day pre-party happen.
Yes. Shout out to Bats Day, Raul, Kirsty, and everyone else that's been involved in this process.
The whole Black Craft team.
Yeah, they really helped this happen, manifest in the most effortless way possible. So I want to give a big shout out to them. Anybody who is in the Southern California region, please come check out the pre-party Bats Day on May 4th. It's at the Black Craft HQ. The event starts at 10 a.m. It ends at 6 p.m. There's going to be 30 plus vendors. So please come. It's going to be a great time. There's going to be live performances. Mm-hmm. There's going to be live DJs. There's going to be three food trucks. You're going to have a selection for food. And we're also doing the warehouse sale at the same time, and the warehouse sale means 40% off everything in the warehouse. So,
hell yeah.
If you want some stuff, come by. We're going to be there. Bobby, you're going to be there.
I'm
going
to be there hanging. I'm going to be there pretty much all day hanging. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to be there chilling. Now, next housekeeping thing, Jake.
Yes.
No. we gotta not do these episodes high. I feel like. Do you guys enjoy? Actually, I'm gonna ask the chat real quick before I, because I'm losing. I'm fuck. Do you guys enjoy when we do this high? It's a vibe. It's a vibe. All right. Yes.
Always
you guys like
do
it.
Them high.
Well, one more question.
A vibe. Yes. It's fun. The higher, the better.
Jake,
I
definitely
like that.
Contact high.
Should I get high more often on the episodes?
You gotta smoke this right now.
Yeah. Take a hit.
Oh boy.
Peer pressure.
Okay, my next thing for housekeeping. We are launching, it's official, the Black Craft adult toy site. Sinister Knights.
Great name.
It's not open yet, but shopsinisternights.com. That's coming.
Hey, that's going to be big. He's high already.
That got you. Okay. So we got that coming. You're hyped for that. Hell yeah.
Nice.
Hey, one in the chat if you're down for some little adult toys.
Can we confirm that J-Van is quality testing all the toys?
Wait, what? Are we doing what? Trials?
No, he's doing quality tests on
all him. Right. Next thing in line. We got a lot coming to the Black Craft Network here, which I'm very proud
to talk
about. I do
want to talk about this.
I want to talk about this a lot.
Yeah.
So, in 666 Club, you're hearing it here first, actually. So, we have officially Fright Night, Artist Spotlight. We got, I'm going to tell the show name. Fuck it. Glitz, Glamour, and Ghosts with Harper Hollywood coming.
Hell
which
yeah.
Which is, I just heard the first episode today. It's fucking 12 out of 12. So, it's ghost stories from Harper, which are so cool. Like, real life ghost stories that have happened to her. We're going to bring on guests, let them tell ghost stories. We're going to go ghost hunting. So, you will get that at least four times a month. So, once a week with Harper. And then I want to shout out Josh Paladine.
Yeah.
He's going to have a show on the network called Death, where it's just the industrial goth amazing mixes that Josh has, just straight up the Death show. It's going to be his show. He's going to take it over for an hour, one day a week. Boom.
I love you, done. Josh Paladine.
Keep going.
We
got Steven Tyler's daughter, Mia Tyler.
Boom.
Sinister Knights. We're going to be talking all things sex positive shit.
This
you
is
feel me?
Sex, wild. Rock and roll, baby.
Sex, drugs, rock and roll. Coming up next on the network, we got Raul of the Dead.
Hell
shout out
yeah.
Raul.
Shout out Raul.
We got his podcast. And then I got one more. Well, actually, we have three more shows that are going to be coming to the network. But we do have another one that I could probably mention.
I think it's safe to say it now, yeah.
Okay. We got the Goths Next Door coming.
Hey.
Hell yeah.
We got the Goths Next Door coming.
Shout out to Shay.
They're coming next door.
This is like full circle moment because I always wanted to work with you. So
yep.
Who needs Netflix?
Netflix, throw it out. Hulu, throw it out.
Trash.
HBO Max, maybe keep that one. I like that one.
HBO Max.
Keep anything that we're going to need for the movies.
Yes. Fair. Okay, so you're going to get a fuck ton of content on Patreon. That's patreon.com/blackcraftcult. $6.66 a month. Sign up. We got a great fucking thing going. And I want to say shout out to everyone that's been subscribing and following and hanging live with us today, too.
It's blowing my mind how many people have joined the membership, actually. I couldn't be more ecstatic.
I got to say, I don't think I've ever got so much content for $6 in my life. Like, I haven't got anything for, like, $6, let alone that much shit.
So I'll tell you this right now. I actually follow about 6 or 7 accounts on Patreon. And none of them give out the amount of content that we do.
What are you talking about? I just gave away $500 today, too.
I said,
I understand. I'm just saying, like, Did we just give away $500 to a random fucking Patreon subscriber? Shout out to Dark Gothic Man.
Yeah, he was very deserving, by the way.
Yes. I agree.
And I'll do better not be nervous.
Hey, you got to listen to the man. He knows his shit.
He knows what he's talking about.
Well, it feels good to be back. I'm on a bender still. I brought Dusty along on the bender with me.
Glad to be here on the bender.
Hey, you know what? Let's have a challenge.
What's that?
What is so funny? I got Jake contact time.
Oh, man.
Hey, okay, 666 Club, while we're hanging with you, and we got the chat up live, we're chatting a little live right here. This feels good.
I'm vibing. This is nice.
Smoking, vibing.
I'm having a great time.
Yeah, that's because you're contact time. The bender makes me grateful to have to work at the warehouse. Bro, I could put you on a bender if you want to go.
Hey.
Would anybody come on a bender with me?
I'm always on that bender with you.
All right, chat. I got a chat and listeners. I got a challenge for everybody.
Okay.
Whoever could get the most people to sign up for the 666 Club, get your friends, family, whoever. Okay. Let's do a crazy prize.
I like that.
I'm talking like $1,000 Blackcraft gift card.
I like that.
Holy shit.
Hey, and you know, if you get, I guess how are we gonna do that? Maybe like. They get screenshots from.
You got to have your friends sign up, screenshot it, and DM Dusty in Discord. Well, it's going to be a Discord thing.
I like that.
Why the fuck are you laughing so much?
I'm sorry.
You're happy?
Yeah.
I'm happy too.
I'm so
I love you, man.
I love you too.
I love all you guys.
I love you guys.
What a wonderful night.
Hey, I'm gonna do.
You can make 50 Gmail accounts, but now, hey, hold on now. But you got to pay $6.60 a month
per
one. You don't beat the system now.
But hey, after that, for a $1,000 Blackcraft gift card, that might be worth it.
Woo!
You're not lying. Beat the system.
Hey, beat the system.
All right, maybe we can't do this. Maybe I don't know. I've got to think about it. What do you think?
I'm nervous about the future.
He's genuinely scared,
bro. You're so scared right now.
We're like. Wait until he finds out that we put on a gummies in his food.
That's enough, Dusty. Yeah, I'm going to be fine.
He's going to be okay.
Nervous nut.
Jake's got a nervous nut.
Nervous nut.
Hey, chat, you're going wild today. Chat, you're going wild today. I will say also, I kind of like hanging in here and just doing this live with everyone.
Yeah,
I'm enjoying this.
Shout out everyone listening to this on Spotify and Apple right now, too. I hope your day's going good.
Mine's going great.
Me too.
Mine's about to be a lot better when those gummies kick in.
You ain't lying.
I love that for you.
Okay. Housekeeping. Anything else we got going on? Let's talk about it. Oh, there's a possible Nosferatu Blackcraft collab.
Okay, yeah. That's freaking
insane. Let's talk about it.
So we can manifest
so
it.
I received an email from a representative for Focus Films. And I forwarded over to Bobby. I was like, hey, let's look into this. And
crickets?
Fortunately,
Sorry. I don't know. I heard some crazy noise. Sorry. Go ahead. Sorry.
Fortunately, Bobby had a really good, awesome conversation with them actually today. And everything's looking pretty good in the future for that.
Nosferatu is looking good for Blackcraft. Looks
exactly.
Like possibly some Salem shit, maybe in the Blackcraft haunted house in Salem, Massachusetts.
Yep.
I like that.
This is. So such a surreal day.
There's a lot of things we've been wanting to come to fruition, Jake, and they're starting to get here.
I know manifestation is taking hold of my life right now, and I love it.
I couldn't be.
We've been cooking. More grateful. We've been cooking. Okay,
we're cooking.
Housekeeping stuff. I think I'm all good.
I think I'm all good too.
Dusty, you got anything?
Yeah. Actually, we're gonna give away a couple Blackcraft gift cards tomorrow.
We are.
Yeah.
Where?
You don't remember this? You don't remember?
I really don't. Where?
Over on Twitch.
Who the fuck is streaming?
Me.
Oh.
I wasn't a part of this conversation.
I wasn't a part of this conversation either.
This must have been the bender conversation.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
I called a lot of people Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I was like, I love you. What do you need?
I was in Vegas. You called me.
Did I?
Middle of the show. You said, what are you doing? I said, I'm at the show. You said, oh. What are you doing there?
Yeah.
And that was about it.
That's all I hung up?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
What is going on?
And I was so high, I had to check my phone the next day to make sure that you called. And you didn't. I was just that high at the show. I thought you called me.
So I never called?
No.
Oh, you can't fuck with me like this.
Has anybody seen The Strangers Pray at Night?
We should probably talk about that. We are here. It's Fright Night. Strangers. Yes, you'll be over at twitch.tv tomorrow. Dusty G36.
Yeah. We just get so high and play scary games. So come on by,
sounds
get
like
high,
my life.
And we have fun over there.
Oh, hold on. Hold on.
Okay.
This is my song. I'm going to let this run for a minute. I'm going to let this song, I'm going to let this track
run. Let's hear it.
We vibing. Just vibing.
Yep. The head bops, but no sound for us. That makes it even better.
It makes it better. You got to listen to the episode. Okay. Before we go into The Strangers, Pray at Night, which I'm excited to talk about.
We all know
Strangers is one of my favorite movies ever, the original. So we're going to talk about it. Let's go to the chat for a second. Any questions for us? I saw some questions earlier, so if we want to...
Yeah, this is a good time right now.
If we want to circle back on those questions, Jake, do a shot with me.
Yes. What? No.
You already said yes.
Let's do some questions here.
We want to see some... Listen to the episode. We are in the episode.
Gummies in California. Okay. So, smokeblackcraft.com for all your smoke needs. Now, if you're in California, I know you can't order. However, the Claw, we are having some... California gummies coming soon. The Claw, show up this weekend. Let's hang out. Maybe I'll have a little gift for you.
I like that.
What am I most excited for Blackcraft to do this year? I think you're looking at it. You know, I think...
Me too.
Getting to build this network, right, off of an idea us three really had and kind of was something really spawned from COVID, from a negative thing. We turned it into a positive thing. And so much has come from it, helping bands, helping others, getting to connect with everyone in there. The most exciting thing I'm for is to growing this even 50 million times bigger and connecting with more people like yourself.
That was a wonderful answer.
Yeah, I'm really excited for the network and the growth of it and all the cool shit that we have planned and all the stuff that we want to do with it. So I'm really excited.
And Melanie, so grateful for you to be here for so many years too. So.
Yes.
Okay, this is coming from... Who's this coming from? Fallen Angel?
Yep.
What... I'm...
Here, let me scoop
what
this
is that?
Up
no, it's good. You're good. What...
Wait, keeps moving.
You kept moving it. What is that you have yet to do that you've dreamt of for BC? A horror movie.
Yes. Hey,
that's a big fucking thing is a Blackcraft Films.
We already got some ideas for that, too, as well.
We do, which I might discuss a little bit in this as we talk about The Strangers here.
Yeah.
What else we got? Let's do two more questions and then we'll get into this. American Satan. Great movie. My buddy produced it, actually. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's hard for me to read all this. Sorry.
Do your eyes feel like lemons yet?
Not yet, but that's when the Blackcraft edible kicks in. Yep. I definitely feel like that, you know?
Yes. I'm at lemons right now.
Hey, Devil Killers, BCC Films and 666 members in the background. Fuck yeah.
I like that.
Dude, Chucky Marathon, 1,000%.
Chucky Marathon will be... Maybe Chucky Marathon we do for a movie night in here, you know? It seemed like I saw some of that.
I would love that.
This girl just texted me. She said, can you send me a limo? I'm going to say, have you ever cried inside of a limo?
I have.
That's a lyric.
Mm-hmm. But I've never
been
in
one. So strange. Do you guys like bad scary movies? You know what? It depends on how good the camp is.
We watched Teeth.
Yeah. God.
Yeah.
The hell was that?
Bad.
I think one of the few like bad movies that I watch sometimes repeatedly is Darkness Falls about the killer tooth fairy. I don't know why, but
that sounds exhausting.
It's a bad movie, but it's like amazing.
Human Centipede Watchathon?
No, absolutely not.
Why not, Jake?
I am not.
You're not into the Human Centipede?
No, I don't want to expose myself to that. No, so, thank you.
All right, should we get into this?
I think so.
Is this where I have to hold it together?
You got
to
hold it.
Buddy.
Boy, I was not planning on doing this, but I'm actually pretty excited. So, hello, everyone.
What the fuck? Hello, everyone.
Hello. Everyone.
Hi, everyone.
This is an episode where we're just discussing The Strangers, Pray at Night from 2018. This is a fun one for us to discuss because we're talking about the same franchise, but what feels like two very different types of films in an interesting way. What do you think?
It felt like the same fucking movie when it was opening, but it just didn't. It looked like a ripoff.
Yeah, like at first, I felt like it was playing all the beats of the original in that first like 45 to 50 minutes.
And that's why I was like, is this just a remake? Like, what the hell's happening here?
It was interesting. Bobby?
Yeah. Sorry, I'm reading the chat.
No, it's okay.
It's all good.
So we're going to go into the movie details right now. So this movie was starring Bailey Madison, Lewis Pullman, Christina Hendricks, and Martin Henderson. And it was directed by Johannes Roberts. And he did movies like Resident Evil, Welcome to Raccoon City, 47 Meters Down, and he did a short in VHS 99. Has anybody ever seen any of this guy's movies before?
No. Have you?
I feel like I've seen...
The VHS one?
Seen VHS 99 for sure. Oh, okay. Actually, I do remember 47 Meters Down.
The shark thing.
Yeah, the shark movie.
Oh, yeah. That movie's fucking actually awesome.
I think I liked it upon watching it, but I would have to revisit it because I don't remember much, actually.
As crazy as it sounds, like, how is it going to be good? I actually really enjoyed it.
Maybe we... Is it a horror?
I mean, as horror as you can get with a shark.
True. I mean, Jaws, I guess you could kind of say Jaws is scary. Jaws is terrifying.
Jaws is great.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Jake, your mic's not plugged in.
We stopped recording.
Oh, we're recording.
Okay, go ahead.
The movie length is a wonderful 85 minutes long. Don't we just love a nice, quick movie?
I do. And it didn't feel an hour and a half long at all. It actually went by fairly quickly.
It did.
It did, which I was surprised by. I feel like it had a lot to do with the way that the film was edited. It gave it more of like a fast-paced feel. Let's go into the Rotten Tomatoes score. This is interesting. Actually, this is very interesting.
I feel like, can I guess at something I've even looked?
Okay, so I know you haven't seen. So
I feel like it is low.
Hey, I like okay, this. Well, I think before everyone, we should guess what it is.
You and Bobby tried to guess it?
Yeah. Okay,
I'm down for that.
Let's have the chat guess too. Chat, do you think it's low or high?
And do not check yourselves. That's cheating.
I'm going to say low.
Are you low?
Okay. I'm going really low.
Okay. I'm going to say...
Go with a percentage guess.
42%.
42%, Bobby.
Are we talking audience or critics?
We're talking critic score first.
Oof.
Shit, why didn't we do this sooner? This is fun.
All right, I'm going to say critic score. I'm going to say like 25%.
Damn, okay.
And
that's
audience
low.
Like 15.
I'm going 37 for audience.
Okay, 37 for odds. Okay, so Dusty is the winner. It's critic score, 40%. And
what did I say?
You said 42. You said 38 or 37% for audience score?
I said 37.
15. Yeah, it was 35 audience score.
Hey, I was off by two and then one. Yeah,
so this is like a fairly negative look, I guess, according to both aspects, critics and audience, which is interesting. This is kind of interesting. I'm actually pretty excited to talk about that part. For the budget, the film was $5 million. And the box office was $24 million worldwide.
That's a pretty good turnaround.
That is a good turnaround. Now, it's not as good as the turnaround from the first Strangers, but how often does that happen in
general? What was the first Strangers again?
I think it was like $80 million.
Damn.
Wow.
Yeah, that was a huge turnover.
So, yeah, they didn't do quite nearly as profitable.
And that rate was that budget was $9 million.
Which surprises me because you would think, personally, I mean, all three of us lights on the original Strangers.
Mm-hmm.
You would think, because I will say the movie poster for this movie looked incredible. The trailer looked great, especially whenever it was like, why are you doing this? Because we can. Like, I fucked, you know, it felt good. You would think it would at least be like 40, 50 million. You would think.
Yeah.
You would think,
but.
But here we are.
Numbers don't lie.
Hey, it's getting dark in here, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We should probably change that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, my eyes are starting to get pretty bright.
Should we put some lights on in here?
Yeah. Do we want the lights on, chat?
I don't think I can get up.
Lights on, lights off.
Well, that's lights on. For us. You guys want lights on, lights off?
All right, Jake, let's get into it, though.
It is streaming on HBO Max.
Okay.
So, which a lot of our friends who joined the party tonight knows.
Yeah. We had a crew watching it with us live, which was really cool.
Okay, and let me make sure I do this correctly. So, I'm going to death by spoilers. So, if you have not seen this movie yet, fuck you.
Now you're learning.
Now we're talking.
Now you're learning.
Do you like that? Is that better? Is that
much better? Much better.
Comes very aggressive.
And that's how it should be.
All right, so the movie starts off with what happens to be happens common in horror films. It starts off with the based on true events caption right at the beginning.
I like that.
And then I was typing this out as I was watching the movie, so if it comes off a little jagged in pronunciation, my apologies.
That's okay, baby.
It's okay, baby. All right, so the movie starts off with the strangers pulling up in a truck on a foggy night on a back road. An older couple is confronted with a knock at the door and eventually alluding to their death. We are then introduced to a couple and their son and daughter moving into their, going to go stay at their uncle's home while experiencing some financial issues. And there happens to be a strain between the daughter and mother as they discuss her going to boarding school. As they pull up to the local convenience store in the middle of the night to grab their uncle's keys, as they check into their uncle's trailer, they receive a knock at the door by a girl asking if Tamara is home. Same thing as the first movie.
Why I was like, what the hell is happening? I was like, we just seen this.
Yeah, I know. It was interesting. As the brother and sister receive a knock at the front door by a girl. As the brother and the sister have a one-on-one talk, the parents receive another knock from the same girl. The sister have a one of our, oh my God, I am blind right now.
You're blind or high, which one?
Combination. The sister and the brother notice that the front door of one of the trailers is open, so they go inside and discover a mirror covered in red hellos and blood everywhere. Also in the first film, with the red lipstick or blood on the mirror. Meanwhile, the father and their son are dealing with their own problems. When the father discovers the mother dead, oh shit, I jumped up.
Oh my god, bro, what are you doing? This is bad.
I am so sorry.
This episode's bad.
It's bad.
It's We're so gonna have bad. To I am it. So sorry. This is all my fault.
Chat, everyone just say, fuck Jake.
Yeah, now we need a new emote in there. Damn, fuck Jake. Man.
Jake.
Oh, and I'll say not.
Oh gosh, you guys mean...
There's a lot of, actually, you're getting a lot of love, Jake.
Aww. Oh, you are. Thank you so much.
Jake, blame us. It's fine.
So I'm going to skip through the synopsis because I cannot focus on the screen right now. You shouldn't let me take that hit of that joint. I'm sorry.
Jake, you took one hit.
Yeah, exactly. I'm a lightweight.
Freaking ate three gummies.
Jake says, fuck Jake. All right.
So what happens when the mother and the daughter in the trailer by themselves, they get... attacked by Dollface, and what's so funny? You can't be doing this.
It's you.
It's you, man. Come on, focus.
In the process of the daughter escaping from the trailer through the roof, the mother unfortunately gets stabbed right behind by the Dollface.
This just pissed me off.
Yeah, I do want to talk about this a little bit because there's some strange humanistic behavior in this film.
This one, I was like, okay, this movie is so much like the first. But now it just completely ruined it being like the first.
Yep.
Because there's just no way if someone's coming behind us, chasing us, we're stopped in a room, and I just keep my back to them when I know they have a knife. I don't even look.
I
don't grab the shower curtain off the wall and try to beat the fuck out of them. Yeah. I don't, nothing.
I mentioned that in the Discord. I was like, something seems a little bit ill-advised in this woman's behavior.
It's like she was ready to die.
Yeah, it was very strange. So what happens, father and the son get attacked too in the other trailer.
It's just like, you know, it's like,
they do. Oh my gosh. And then why they try to escape through a truck,
This episode sounds crazy right now, bro.
Somebody throws a thing at their windshield and they end up wrecking the guy. The father gets pinned to the truck, and the man in the mask sits next to him slightly in the car as he stabs him. That was actually a gnarly scene. I can't wait to talk about that scene. What else happens?
It was all there, but like not much happened, but a lot still happened.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie, though. There were some really cool death scenes, I personally think.
But the first few, I was just like, this is bad.
No, I agree on the whole, the death scenes in this movie, it was pretty well done. A lot of more style in the cinematography, too, in this film as well.
Hey, we're like geniuses. Strange just said it in the chat. He said, not much happened, but a lot of stuff happened. That kind of sums up this episode
that's a perfect description.
Damn.
Oh, man. I forgot where I was at.
All right, you gave a synopsis of the... I'm going to put you on the rails.
Oh, yeah. So then what happens next, the brother goes to the uncle's like convenience store, and he gets founded by the pinup girl. And the pinup girl chases after him, but he has a golf club in hand and hits her right in the face, just turns around and smacks her out. and then proceeds to stab her to death with her own knife. That was violent. Happened quick. I didn't think Pinup Girl was going to go down like that.
I didn't think so either. Yeah. I actually didn't think any of those people were going to die.
Well, after he kills Pinup Girl, then Man in the Mask comes with a really cool axe scene, starts chasing after him, and they jump in the pool. they fall into the pool.
Yeah.
And the best song in the world is playing.
And the Man in the Mask starts chasing after him in the pool, and like in a very weird slow motion, and catches up to him, stabs him.
This was a great scene, but they ruined it.
Yeah.
This had like the best potential of the whole movie, which it still was my favorite scene.
Yeah, there's some inconsistencies between the first film and the second film when it comes to how the strangers treat their victims. And I just felt like they were really sloppy this time around, considering how many years they've been doing this now.
Well, that and on top of just like these people's reactions.
Yeah.
Like, you know, this guy is the only one who actually fucking tried to fight.
I know. It was very strange. Not lying.
And, you know, it was a fucking sick scene. They're in the water, fucking underwater, like about to drown. They're both trying to stab each other. And he just let him kill him.
Yeah.
I was like, you just did all that fighting for what?
I know you're disappointed right now.
But it was a sick scene.
It was a really cool scene. But then, I had to give a props.
Him walking out of the water, like, there was no urgency in this at all.
It was very strange.
It's more than strange. Right, well, strange?
Well, what happens is the sister finds him in the pool, stabbed. She pulls him out. She leaves him to go find help. And in the process of running down the road, she comes across a police car. And there's a police officer there. And very quickly, does Dollface just come out of the blue and just kill him, slit his throat and shit like that.
Yeah,
that was kind of crazy to me. I was like, where the hell did she come from? And how could they have not seen her approach him?
Yeah, or her open or road.
It was like, very strange to me.
Yeah, but it's very inconsistent. There's a lot of loopholes in their plot.
Yeah, there's a lot of loopholes in her action. So the
you said assholes.
Hey, Jake, I feel like you're off the rails. Like usually you have like other notes
never,
pulled up.
I'm never taking a hit before an episode ever again. This is too much for me.
Hey, it's so dark in here right now too. It's kind of spooky. I kind of like it.
I am terrified.
The laptops are so really
scared.
Bright.
I'm so scared. Hey, I feel like now was when we go into somewhere else and stuff and like.
It gets a little bit wild after this scene. So
do we normally do this long? I feel like you just usually read a synopsis and
we keep on talking in between because none of us can maintain focus right now.
I mean, I have focus. I've been talking about the damn movie.
Right, I know.
All right, go ahead. Finish.
Am I good? Okay. So yeah, I won't interrupt. As she gets into the cop car, Dollface pursues her in the cop car, but she finds a shotgun. She shoots Dollface. And then she approaches Dollface as she is just laying on the ground. She takes the mask off. We actually get to see her face.
Which I liked.
And she asks her, why are you doing this? And she goes, why not?
No.
Yeah, she says, why not?
Because we can.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We talked about during the movie.
Hold on. I'm pretty sure she says, why not?
No, everyone's saying she said, why not?
Thank you very much.
We were just fucking with you, Jake.
No, you don't do that. Not on live.
Not live.
Does anyone think Dusty's gummies are hitting yet?
I'm going to tell you what. They fucking are.
All right, Chad. That was a test for everyone?
That was a test for
you
everyone.
Passed.
And you guys passed.
It was a test.
I swear they said something else.
They said, right? Why not? Thank you. Thank you for getting my back, guys. I really appreciate it.
Okay.
Because I like that they did change it from the original.
Mm-hmm.
And I just was like, that's even worse. Not because you're home, just why not?
Yeah.
Like, That feels more uncertain than it's because you're home.
Yeah, it that is even more ambiguous. Mm-hmm. Like, there's no motive at all. It's just, you can't.
Yeah, literally. Yeah. Mm. And I thought that was a great fucking switch from the original.
Yeah.
I thought that was a cool twist.
I'm not going to lie. I agree with Jay Van in the chat. Because you were home, hit different. Hit harder, I agree.
You think?
Yeah, because it's a home invasion movie. Why are you doing this to us? Because you're home. That's hard.
Yeah, but this chick was outside, so I can see why you'd switch it. And what they used was like, that's kind of like the outdoor version of the home invasion.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
So, the sister gets back in the car. And the man in the mask happens to be in his truck, and she T-bones her. and his truck gets stuck. It gets stuck to her Jeep or something.
I don't know.
And she gets out the other end, and then the man in the mask is just burning out his tires, like not even reacting to the girl outside of the truck at all. This was a wild scene to me.
It made no sense
to
me.
So the sister freaking, you know, lights up her lighter, throws the lighter into a puddle of gasoline right below the truck. Truck just, burst in the flame, blah, blah, blah. Really cool scene, actually. And I was like, damn, that's awesome.
Hey, have you noticed the pattern here?
It gets really ridiculous.
They have a really sick part, and then they just fucking ruin it.
Yeah, I felt like they were taking it too far, and it was just coming off a little bit more on the campy side. But there's a whole like minute-long scene where the guy's just chasing after in the truck while the truck is in flames.
Yeah,
made no sense.
Yeah, like how the whole, like that truck fucking exploded.
I know.
And it's like, there's no way you're going to survive that. And then he just slowly starts driving after her.
Yeah.
Well, if they wanted to do that, the scene, they should have made it like how they don't really talk or anything, but those fucking, the guy in the mask should have like started screaming while hanging out the window, driving the car at her. So it actually had something to it.
I want to shout something out right now. If you're listening to this right now. We are recording this episode in complete darkness.
like cavemen.
Why didn't we put any lights on?
I don't know.
It's scary, man.
I am getting really scared.
Thank fucking God I live in a high rise, dude.
Anyways, the sister comes across two people driving a car in a pickup truck. She jumps in the back of the pickup truck and then bag. The man in the mask happens to be alive, chasing after her, swinging her. It's very like a Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Yes.
In a sense. And Chanzer ends up knocking him off the truck, and then she escapes, and they end up at the hospital with her and her brother, who is like laying in a bed, non IVs, and then the movie ends with her getting a drink of water or something. You hear a knock on the door, and she goes, and then it just ends like that. And that was the end of the movie.
Couldn't have ended sooner, in my opinion.
Yeah, that was the longest section of spoiler.
Bro, that was insane, dude.
Like, you just could not get through it.
That's all you.
Chat, what's up?
I can't control anything.
who's listening right now? On their way to work, high as shit.
Me.
Who right now is just chilling high as shit?
Me.
Me. I can't,
dude,
man.
What are you?
I'm high as shit.
Me too.
And I'm vibing, though. I'm feeling good. Yeah. We're live right now.
You want to talk about the movie plot, Bobby?
Hit it.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, so let's talk about the plot of the movie, Strangers 2, Strangers Pray at Night. So, plot, pretty much exactly the same as the original, except with a lot of spicier versions, kind of.
I want to talk about the plot.
Okay.
I actually thought the plot was great.
Okay.
Because I like the setting.
Yes.
I like the trailer park vibes. I mean, it's a home invasion. What else do you want?
I don't know. I can see that it's like kind of ode to how the first movie played out, but the predictability of it wasn't as in, like, you know, like, it didn't make me as react as you think it would make me react.
That's fair. That's fair. Now, however, I will say I have a great idea on how it should be. But we're not going to reveal that because I want to save that for our shit.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What we talked about
is
insane.
Yes.
And that's where this should have went.
I agree.
But I'm not going to tell you where it should have went because you guys will fucking rip me off.
In a few years, you'll get to see it.
Yeah.
Few years.
Hell yeah. Sparrow Cat says, I'm listening, getting high as shit on the way to bed. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
We are in complete darkness right now, other than our laptop screens.
My computer is really bright.
Yeah. All right. But the plot was good. So I like the plot personally.
I thought it was okay.
I don't think
I like the original. So
I get it. There's
the
not
plot,
come many,
on. Whatever. The plot's the plot.
I get that there's not many like unique ways you can actually take this concept for, because you're just dealing with people, you're just killing people for the sake of killing people. So I get it. But sometimes it just gets a little redundant, you know, as a first watch through. Or not actually, this would be my second watch through now. So let's talk about the villains. Let's talk about Dollface, Pinup Girl, and Man in the Mask. Mm. How are they in this movie in compared to the first film? Do you think they're more menacing? Do you think they're what do you think?
I like the other two characters fine, but the masked guy, I didn't like his mask in this one. It was different.
It looked different, didn't it?
Yeah. It looked like a knockoff. It just didn't look as good.
Didn't look as gritty.
The Claw 41 in the chat said it best. It's more campy in the sequel. And
yes,
I definitely agree. The killers in the first movie are fucking scary.
There's a menacingness
there's something
to
about
them.
It. Their energy
that is terrifying.
Different.
This felt a little bit more like what do you call it? Suspension of disbelief or something.
Mm. Yeah.
Where it just felt like the chain of events between every encounter seemed just far more dramatic in this one than more realistic in the first one.
Yeah. It gave it off the vibe that, you know, yeah, they're still killed. Like both happened just because they were home.
Yeah.
But like the other one, it actually felt like they were purposely doing it rather than these people. They were just doing it just to kill someone.
They were doing it just because they were getting paid because it's a sequel.
Yes, exactly.
It did feel like that. It's
actually a prequel, I believe, because it's called Chapter One.
Oh yeah, you're right.
Because
is it a prequel?
It would be a prequel. It'd have to be because they're dead now. Like literally this movie killed them off.
Well, wait.
Do you not remember a very important part of this film?
No, of course I do, but it can't be a prequel.
It is a prequel.
It can't be.
A prequel to the first film.
Why not?
Well, it couldn't be because wouldn't that mean they died? So what the fuck? They didn't come back to life for the strangers?
No, they're not coming back to life. They're dead.
Right. So how's it a prequel?
Not this one. The new one coming out.
Oh, the one that's coming to theater?
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's a prequel.
Yeah,
but that's the one just watched is not a prequel.
I was talking about that one
no
the whole entire
sense.
Time.
Oh, this is exhausting.
It's just like hit it, Jake.
Let's talk about the protagonist. Survival guy. So we got a family here. We got a mom, a dad, a son, and a daughter. How did you feel about the characters in this one compared to the first film? Did you feel like you resonated with them more, or did it feel like a little bit more of a disconnect?
Nah, I was completely disconnected from everyone because in the first film, you got this couple. I think it's very relatable. A guy loves a girl. The girl fucks him up. He's heartbroken. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like it's a relationship, right?
And then they have to fight off evil.
And they're away. They just came from like a wedding, right? I want to say, honey.
There's some nuances in that film that I feel like
feel
are more resonating.
It made you feel some type of way. Like the setting was made you feel some type of way. I don't know. Everything just kind of made you feel some type of way.
There was just a grittiness to the first film too that I feel like added a sort of like realism to the actors. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
With this one, I was very disconnected because like they had no fucking urgency on anything. Like they didn't really care for each other. They didn't feel like a family. Like
that,
she was just like, "Oh, go without me," and then didn't even try to fight it off and just like let herself get killed.
That's what I want to say is it didn't feel like a family to me in a weird way. I don't know how to explain
no,
it.
No. I can explain it.
Stagey, is that the word? It feels more stagey.
I can explain it.
Okay.
It feels like everyone was getting paid to act. And they just took a paycheck. I'm not shitting on anyone, but that's just kind of how it really
100%.
Felt. The first movie, you felt like I love Liv Tyler first and foremost, right? I think she's an incredible actress.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I just feel like in the first one, they were going through some shit in their personal life and they let that shit out in the film.
Yeah.
These people feel like they're not really hurt and they're not really going through shit and they just want to get a check. Maybe I'm wrong.
Okay.
Am I wrong, Chad?
Okay.
I don't know.
I like that. Okay. So actually talk about another perspective. It's not sometimes the actor, it's the direction that they're given to as well. So there could be multiple components to why it didn't feel as connective this time around.
Yeah, you're not wrong. And J-Van, you are right. Girl's name, Liv.
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 Wow.
So if you had to pick a favorite one out of the four of them, who would you choose?
Well, I guess I'll give it to the son, I guess, maybe just because of his cool fight scene until he just gave up.
Yeah, he definitely was given the best scene, I think.
And just overall, like, I thought he was one of the better actors in it.
Yep.
Like, there was a couple, like, that mom was a dog shit actor.
Be nicer.
Only because she had no fucking care for her kids, like, to fight.
I don't know if that's I think that's more of a direction than
an
action.
It's
because
not actually her. I didn't mean that.
You know,
But
I do want to say that it just felt more stilted. It felt more calculated and not organic,
Felt like everyone was here to get a paycheck.
And which is fine. You know, some movies, you know, they want a certain type of acting to portray the characters because their focus is on a different type of vibe of the film. But I think connectivity to the characters is very important, and we're not very connective in this one. That's just my personal opinion too.
Mm-hmm. No, and like we just said, you know, you're really basing it off the first movie where I really felt a strong connection.
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't know. Something about it.
I don't have a favorite character in this one.
Yeah, me either.
I can't think. To me, they're all interchangeable.
I
kind
of just didn't care about any of them. Is that weird?
None.
You know what? I couldn't even tell you what the personalities were for the mom and dad.
No.
The mom and dad, I don't remember.
They didn't give a shit about their kids.
No, she was so bland. I was like, this is exhausting watching.
Oh, boy. Let's talk about the soundtrack.
Soundtrack was fucking great.
It was the best part of the movie, to be honest.
Okay,
I will say this real fast before you go, Jake. My thoughts on this is I'm gonna agree with D from the Discord here in the chat. I saw it earlier. So right, those kill scenes. I now like high thoughts right now are hitting different because I'm like, damn, dude. Like now you got me thinking because now I'm sitting here thinking. Were those kill scenes really that good, or was it the music that made it that good?
Hey,
the soundtrack
that's
fucked. You're
that's
not wrong, Strange.
Yep. Interesting.
That's a high thought. Think about that shit. Yeah. The kill
way
scenes,
of looking at it, because if you were to just put typical scary score music over it instead of like a familiar song,
it would
song,
make it worse.
It would probably feel a lot more generic. So it's one of those things like, man, is the soundtrack really what's elevating this film to at least like, you know, at least for anyone, at least watchable? I wonder if that's the case in this one. Maybe it was, you know, because the first movie had a killer fucking soundtrack too.
It's funny because we were kind of distracted when the music came on at that pool scene. We were like, oh my God, what a great song for this. So and then, he just kind of rolled over. He just let go of the knife and just let the guy grab it and stab him. And it's like, for what?
I know.
After that great music, he had y'all pumped up.
Huge fight. Let's talk about, my thoughts on the soundtrack. I think I 50-50 loved it. The 50% I loved, I think, was more so like when it had the tone of like an 80s score and obviously the selection of the songs that they used to as like the soundtrack. But the soundtrack seemed a lot more dramatic this time around, which was making it feel a little bit campier to me. There was a subtlety to the score in the original film that I really appreciated. And I felt like this score was as awesome as it was probably just a little bit too intense in the sense, a little bit too dramatic, cinematic. I like more abstract stuff when it comes to building tension in a film, something that makes you unnerved.
Yeah, they did have, anytime they did play music in it too, it was always very loud.
Mm-hmm. It just felt, to me, it took it out. It took away that seriousness and grittiness and added a little bit more of that entertaining camp type, you know, horror film.
Like we always say.
What?
Less is more.
Yeah.
I agree. I actually agree
less
with you.
Less is more.
Especially for horror
dummies.
Films. Are they hitting?
Yeah. Oh my God. I'm fucking cooking.
Let's go into the death chart. All right. So everyone, choose a favorite kill in the film. Dusty, you go first.
I would go either in the pool.
You can't choose two because you have to leave room for
us. Run it without.
All right. I'm changing mine. Someone else can have that. I'm going to say when she shot him with the shotgun in the car.
Oh, when she shoots Dollface?
Yes.
Yes.
So okay. I'm going to take that as my favorite.
Okay. Okay.
That was my other one.
Okay. Mm-hmm. My favorite scene was the pool scene.
Mm. Oh, he didn't die. Oh, no. Yes, because Pinup Girl dies there.
Well,
we're talking about favorite kill.
Oh, we're talking about favorite kill. Okay, when he gets in the car with the masked man.
With the masked man?
Yeah, when he's in the car.
Okay, yeah, okay.
That scene's crazy.
Yes, that is a crazy scene.
That scene's impactful.
Yeah, I do love the part.
It's very creepy when he's just sitting there not saying anything and just like kind of slowly looks. Like, that's fucking terrifying.
So that was good.
There's two things going on in this scene that is like very like suspenseful, and I love it. And then there's another thing is where it was my first observation about the way the mask look in this film. So I actually, this was my favorite kill too as well, was the car scene with the dad and how he just sits next to him quietly and it just adds tension. It's kind of equivalent to the scene where Liv Tyler's standing in the middle of the living room. You just see him in the background just standing being quiet.
Shit.
So I feel like there's two parallels there where it's like he's just with them silently. You know what I mean? So I did like that. I will tell you my least favorite kill was the Mon. That kill pissed me off.
Don't even get me started on that again.
Oh,
Jake.
My God.
For what?
It was so dramatic. Like, the killer Dollface is right behind her. And she's just like, you know, like with her hands up in the air with her daughter. Doesn't even bother to turn around and like defend herself or fight back. And that kill pissed me off because it was so damn dramatic. What are they saying and why are you laughing?
Because the chat is high as fuck with us too. And they heard sirens in the background. We have a window open and everyone was like freaking out.
I didn't even hear the siren. Are you serious?
Yeah.
I hear it now.
Yeah.
I don't hear any.
All right, so what was your favorite scene?
My favorite kill?
Yeah, your favorite kill.
It was the same. The guy of the car. Yeah. Let's talk about our favorite scene in the film. This could be, or your favorite thing of the film in general. It could be the soundtrack. It could be the cinematography. It could be the acting. It could be a kill.
What was yours?
Mine? Oh, shit. I think, despite the fact that I preferred that this sequel is a little bit more on the grittier side, I have to give it props for the color use of some scenes, especially like the pool scene. I will say that I feel like the color scheme they use just had a really fucking cool vibe. Even though it's very different in tone from the first film, it really added an entertainment value that I actually really appreciated. So I'm going to give a shout out to the color scheme and some of these scenes.
Yeah. It's funny. The Claw said the camera work was done really well. And I was actually thinking that too.
Yeah.
I thought the camera work was done very, very well. Mm-hmm. For me, I'm going to go pool scene.
Okay.
It was such a just a great like fighting scene, music scene, visual scene. It just kind of made the movie for me in a weird way. Is that weird?
That was the first scene where I was like, fuck yeah, finally a good scene.
Yes.
Yeah, not saying that the rest was not good, but that was the first scene where I actually felt like I was reacting to the movie.
Yeah.
Was that pole scene.
Yeah, it definitely started to give me some hope that it was going to turn around.
Yeah, I feel like it does kind of.
Yeah.
The movie definitely turned for me right there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Ooh, I think we're at our review.
Run it.
Already.
Let's go to the chat for a second before we give our review.
Before we give our lights on, lights off.
All right, chat. Let's read some of your reviews here. If you're wondering, so we are live in the Discord right now, hanging 666 club members, hanging with us. We did our first ever movie night, Fright Night, pizza party.
Hell yeah!
We gave away some pizzas.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, I forgot where I was going with this. We gave away $500 gift cards.
Yep.
And after we're done reviewing, we're giving away a pink Lilith booth.
Who's ever in the chat right now someone in the chat's gonna win it.
Yep.
Someone in the chat's gonna win it.
Yeah.
So. Okay. Here we go.
Review
we got,
time.
We got from Bill 4.5 out of 10. J-Man says 3.8 out of 10. 4.8 out of 10 from Ms. Hatbox. 3.5 out of 10 from Strange. Wow.
Why did I feel like
3 out of 10? Jen, Satan Super Step Kid 5.8. Lusum gave it a 6 out of 10. Mystic V 3.4 out of 10. Damn. 5.
Why did I feel like 4, I saw a 5, lot of 10, lights 4. On earlier?
I thought we did too. Commish gave it a 2 out of 10, but Commish don't count. Because he fucking talks shit on
Beetlejuice.
Commish, yeah, he don't make
Commish,
any sense.
You count.
I don't even
you count, Commish, in my heart.
Not if you're talking shit on Beetlejuice.
What's wrong with Beetlejuice?
Exactly.
Ask
he
Commish.
Doesn't like it.
Oh, did he talk shit on Beetlejuice?
Yeah, we don't like
good
Commish.
For him. Good for him. Stand above the crowd.
What are you talking about?
Stand above the crowd.
All right, Jake doesn't matter anymore.
Stick root.
Hey, we got a new seat to fill.
Yep. Next week.
He's allowed to have his opinion. I agree. No. I like it when people stand against the grain because I'm curious what
it's J-Van's time, I think. I think J-Van, I think you would look good in the seat next to me.
J-Van, if you take my job, I will literally ball up and cry.
Oh, that's sad. All right, we're not going to do that.
You don't want me to do that.
Okay, let's get into it here. I'm going to go first.
Okay, baby.
The Strangers, to me, the original movie, is one of my top 5 horror movies of all time. We say this all the time on this thing. We know I love home invasion.
Yep.
I love that feeling of, why are you doing this to us? Because you're home, right? I love that kind of shit. First movie, like we just talked about, I had a relationship with the movie. I don't know what it was I related to it because I did have a home invasion in my life. I don't know. The first movie really, really did something to me and made me feel some type of way. Now, Pray at Night. I really respect where you're going. The trailer park kind of vibe. I loved
that part.
Camera work. I loved. Great. Soundtrack. I loved.
You loved.
I loved it.
Yeah.
Things I didn't love. I feel like I couldn't relate to a character, which is a bummer because when I watch a movie, I want to get lost and I just want to get lost in it and I want to feel something for a character or get like really invested into
That's
it.
That's a biggie for me too.
And this movie really just did not get me invested into it. Mm-mm. Now, however, I'm a sucker for Home Invasion. I'm a sucker for Strangers. I'm actually going to go Lights On.
Ooh.
I'm going to go Lights On. I'm really looking forward to May 17th, I think the...
Oh, yeah, the premiere of the
trilogy.
Chapter 1.
It's
yeah,
a trilogy, right?
I'm looking forward to Chapter 1.
It's a trilogy.
Yeah. Yes, it's a trilogy technically. Yeah.
I'm really looking forward to it. I'm going Lights On. That's me.
All right.
Dusty,
I'm going to go with this movie overall. Didn't have me at first. Mm-hmm. As it's going, you know, starts to reel me in some.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have any... I wasn't related to the first movie like you guys are and had seen it before.
Right.
So that when we watched it last time, that was my first time seeing it.
Mm-hmm.
But I really, really enjoyed the first one.
You did actually. You really did.
I really
you,
did
you
enjoy
really did.
It.
Yes,
it. You know, it had the perfect amount. They didn't piss you off by just standing in a corner and getting stabbed. Like, they fucking fought. They tried. They drew you in as a character to make you feel related, and this one just didn't do that for me. Everything just pissed me off when they were getting killed. Like, just fair. Fucking fight. Like, and they didn't. It made no sense to me. Another thing that still took it up a notch for me in this movie was I thought the special effects that they used in this was actually pretty decent. It wasn't over the top done,
mm-hmm.
but what they did with it was good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, it was very effective. Like that shotgun scene, you didn't really need to see much, but you saw what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, that car scene, that car looked insane on fire when it was driving. It looked cool. So like that brought it up for me a little bit, but I'm still going to have to go with Lights Off.
Okay.
But I am going to say I'm really excited for the new ones coming out, these trilogies.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat, actually. So going into this movie, I hadn't seen it since it first initially came out. And I recall actually liking it when I watched it. So this is my rewatch, you know, about 5-6 years later. And I think it hit differently this time around. For one, as pretty as a movie looks and as smooth as it looks, it doesn't feel gritty like the original. There was a grittiness to the original. Yeah. And I feel this movie had a lot more sheen and a lot more polish. And I feel like that slightly took me out because I had this slight expectation for a more gritty experience or more gritty vibe. I'm going to agree with you, Bobby and Dusty, that I could not relate to one character. Mm. I don't think maybe it was just the on-screen chemistry that kind of affected my point of view of their relationships with each other. But it just didn't resonate with me. That being said, like I said earlier, the cinematography, the color schemes and a lot of the scenes I thought were really well done. I really appreciated, like, you know, that really cool, like, colorful aesthetic, especially during scenes where terrible things are happening. It's like a nice little juxtaposition of tone. This is a tough one for me because I think the characters pissed me off, the mom not fighting back. It just felt like no one was really fighting that fighting back until they had to fight back, which is fine. It felt more cartoony this time around. I thought, actually, the whole truck on fire scene actually really took me out of it. I was like, this is just camp now. Like, this doesn't feel gritty anymore. That took me out of it a little bit. Really cool looking scene, that's not the vibe I was aiming for this movie. It's funny, this is what I'm gonna say. I'm gonna give it a Lights Off, but I'm actually still so freaking excited for Chapter One because feel like there's a potential for this franchise to really get gritty and really get dark and do something that could be just as, like, impactful as The Dark and the Wicked, which is the original director's other film that he did.
Oh, yeah.
So I actually have faith in this franchise, and I'm actually looking forward to Chapter One. So, yeah, it's going to get a Lights Off, but that doesn't mean that I don't think any less of the franchise. I really love the first one, and I'm really looking forward to the third one.
Yeah, I'm excited for this third one.
Yeah, so.
Should we go to the Rainbow Room?
What's the Rainbow Room again?
Hey, Jake, you'd love it there.
Wait, tonight?
Yeah.
It's Monday.
And?
Okay. Never mind. I got to work tomorrow.
I
got a big week for me. It's Bats Day celebration.
And I don't?
I've never heard facts like that.
You know what?
And I don't?
So it gets... Facts. One light's on from Bobby. Two lights off. I can't talk.
One light's on, two lights off.
Yes, yep. Thank you for your assistance.
That was a fun episode. I kind of like doing this live in the Discord.
This was nice.
Everyone that's in the Discord in the chat right now, did you guys enjoy this? Should we do this
mm-hmm.
more often? Should we do this more often? Hell yes. So much fun.
So much fun. This was so fun. Yes, definitely. Okay. Yes. Love this. It was fun.
This was fun.
Yeah, this was great. So oh my God. Hell yeah. Great. Oh my gosh. Absolutely. So much love.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes me really happy. Thank you.
Yes.
Guys. Yes. Yeah.
All right. Well, this is going to be this is going to be an early access 666 Club member exclusive for mm-hmm. early access. And then we'll launch this to the public on Thursday.
How we feel about that?
I love that.
Great. And also be on the lookout for what we have planned for the month of May.
Because we had some really big things going on as far as a lot of new shows.
A lot of new shows as well.
A lot of new shows. We got to give a... oh my God, almost died. We got to do a giveaway.
For the Lilith boots. Pink Lilith boots. Have we randomly chosen the winner?
We're going to pick a random winner. I'll tell you how we're going
to
do it.
We have to go to the...
The comments.
The comments in the Patreon, right? Let me go to that right now. All right. It is the post of... Found it.
I think let's give away two pairs. Fuck it.
Ooh, I like that.
Because if you were here and you hung with us the whole time, you guys stayed in with us for hours today.
That's literally a lot of your own time, over three hours.
You guys have been with us hanging live.
That's really sweet.
I'm going to pick one winner that's live with us in the chat.
And then let's pick one winner live
from our Patreon. That's patreon.com/blackcraftcult. Mm-hmm. Come join us. Shit's about to go crazy. I'm telling you.
If you sign up and you're hearing this, this shit could happen to you.
Okay.
That's our new slogan.
This shit could happen to you. Hey, I like that.
All right. Let me get to the 666 membership exclusive giveaway.
You saw the post, right? We got to pick the winners from the post first.
My computer is going so slow right now. What happened? I'm trying. I'm clicking on the comments.
Who wants boots? Who wants the Lilith boots live in the chat here with us?
Here, I'll pull it closer now.
No, I got it. You're good. Me, daddy.
Wow.
Yeah, daddy's a really big word these days.
I don't have my BCC shoes yet.
I want them for my 13-year-old. Mm-hmm. Boot me. Bring it to me, papa. Boot me, fella. Booty call.
Hey, chat. I got an idea.
What?
I'll tell you what we're going to do.
I'm ready to choose, by the way.
All right, well, hold on 1 second. We're going to do something a little different.
Okay.
Well, Jake, while you're ready to choose, get it ready.
Mm.
Chat, you're going to recommend someone in here who should get the shoes.
Yep.
Let's not be selfish for once. It's not all about, I want them.
Yep.
Recommend someone in here on why they should get the boots. Let's do that. You guys did that earlier for Gothic Man. We gave him a $500 gift card earlier.
I think it's fair for some boots.
You feel me on that, chat?
Yeah.
You feel me? All right, Dustin, you keep eyes on that.
All right.
All right, Jake.
Yeah.
Who's the winner from the Patreon?
From the Patreon? All right. I'm random. Stop. Okay. Post. Okay, so LG... On social media, randomly, I think this is his story, how he came across the brand. I think Instagram threw a "you might like" at me, and they were correct. That's how he discovered the brand.
Oh, LG.
Our actual Instagram marketing work.
Hey, congratulations, LG. Can you respond to that post?
Let them know they won.
Hey.
All right, let's do.
And the chat's been going off over here.
All right, what have we been saying?
It looks like there is a unanimous vote for Ms. Hotbox.
Really?
Aw.
Unanimous.
That makes me
say it again.
I cannot say it again.
If you can say it, hey, if Dusty can say the word right, I'll pick another winner too.
Oh,
unanimous?
Damn, you did it! What the fuck? Wait,
are we doing a third? Are we doing a third pair of?
All right, so we got one there.
Okay, we got one.
All right, Ms. Hatbox, you get one,
and we're doing one more.
And I'm gonna do one more.
Okay. All right, tell me. You say stop this time, Bobby.
Stop.
Oh my God, Allie.
No, are you serious?
Warped Tour 2012 or 2013. She bought the Lucifer shirt back in 2012.
There you
That's
go.
That's OG. Go. Congratulations, Allie. Hey, that's awesome.
Sign up for the Patreon.
There
this
you go.
Shit could happen
sign up
to
for
you.
The Patreon. Win free shit.
Dude, that's three.
Fuck, I'm going to go broke.
Miss Hatbox, just DM me your size and address, and I will get that sent over for you.
That
I
is
had fun.
The hey. Unpredictability of our giveaways is that there's always going to be more than what we actually market.
I'm going to do something crazy right now before we get out of here.
What?
Let's pick some gift card giveaways. Only for people live that are live with us right now. Yep. Fuck it. You rocked. Well, you rocked with us for three fucking hours.
Man. Wow.
I got an idea, Dusty.
Hey, what's that?
I got an idea, Dusty.
What is it?
I got an idea, Dusty.
Oh, hit me with it.
You should hit me with it.
You feel me knocking?
Let me in.
Yeah, let me in.
I think, personally, we got a little love gone going on in the background. Feel me?
Oh, my God.
I think everyone that's fucking stayed with us for 3.5 hours today, you get a Blackcraft gift card. But,
I like that.
But
hit me.
They got to do the work. They got to DM you their you emails.
Gotta
do the
work. Yep.
All you got to do.
You got to do the work.
Is DM Dusty's email.
DM his email?
No.
No. No,
DM
don't
DM your email.
DM your email.
Everyone hey, send baby. Dusty. But don't spam them too crazy. Just put your name
Bobby
and
love
just your
me.
Email address. Love,
love me.
We're going to we're gonna vibe to Love Gone for a second.
Yep. Just send me your email. Let's
love
go.
Me.
Okay. I wish the chat could hear this right now.
Love me.
Hey, new single, Love Gone, though, low-key.
Run that up.
Love me.
Add it all to your playlist.
Hurt me.
All right, there it is. We're going to take it out with Love Gone. 666 Club, everyone listen. Hope you have a great
week. What a jolly old time this was.
Hope you're having a great week. I don't even know what day this is anymore, so fuck it. Come see us at Bats Day. Come hang out with us. Come smoke weed.
Yeah, we're going to be there.
Everyone gets a gift card. Come join our Patreon. I'm telling you. It's a vibe.
Oh, yeah.
Bye.
Love me.